Yeah, the Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way. What a tune worthy of starting a Friday, but it's a Friday's Eve. Thursday, 20th of February, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits.
What a song that
Morning
is, Jimmy Somerville.
To you. What a tune.
He's the king, isn't he? There's nothing like him. Nothing like that, lad. Have you seen the videos going around again?
No.
Of him approaching the busker?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
and
very good.
When your man's singing one of his songs.
And he's out Small walking
town
his dog.
Isn't it?
Yeah, he's out walking his dog. And the only problem is it's his German busker, so he doesn't get very excited. You know, not as excited as he should.
I can't remember. He's not singing it in German, is not.
No, he's not. He's singing
it in English. It's not that.
No, he's doing the run away, run away. And then Jimmy jumps in, whatever. And he just goes, oh, my good. Wait a minute. And he starts playing it. That's a big shock. And then at the end he goes, my good, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And is it you?
You're not getting any of the money.
And he goes, yeah. And then he goes, is it you? As if Jimmy Somerville, you know what I mean?
No, it was just all walking me dog.
I'm just a Jimmy Somerville lookalike. It's actually more that's actually more probable than the actual Jimmy Somerville and his dog.
Oh, good stuff. Listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout as always this morning. The Wexican has been on. He's obviously in flying form.
All right, Wexico, what's going on down there?
Says, what a horrible day. Never mind cats and dogs. It was raining chickens and ducks yesterday.
Yeah, I'm there. You want to see what it's
like
here?
Wait, come on, you shut up for a minute. You're the ruining the Wexican's gag.
Oh, jeez, did I?
Yeah. It was raining chickens and ducks yesterday. Foul weather.
Oh, jeez. I'm actually glad I ruined that gag.
Sorry about that, Wexican. You see that? See the comedic competitiveness coming out
there. I beg your pardon,
he didn't
Wexico.
Want you to have your big laugh.
Excuse me, Wexico. I didn't mean to do that.
Foul weather is right. Who's this now? There's Amanda. I wonder how our sciatica is getting
on. How's the old angina or whatever it is that's wrong with you? Yeah, hopefully you're flying.
God, it must be very bad out. She's saying, hope you have your lilos and your snorkels at the ready.
It's all. Have you seen out there now?
Yeah, like it's raining.
Torrential.
But I didn't realize, has it really come up? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. It's awful. Yeah, it's very, very bad. Yeah.
So in the last kind of 3 hours while I've been in here, it's been really raining heavy, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the rest of the world is asleep. Jim comes in and turns on the radio. He literally turns on the radio in the morning.
I come in and I put coal into the thing that turns on the radio. There's Margaret in from Moy, of course. There is Who's This? Happy Thursday coming in from Serena. And who's this? This is John. I don't know what the heck is going on there. He sent us a video about Benny Hill, but I look forward to looking at it because it says that even the mighty Benny Hill hated Liverpool.
Yeah, well, you have to understand that.
Here's somebody who's moaning. Hang on a second. Guys, I'm very disappointed. I've texted in twice to wish my son happy 6th birthday.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there's loads of texts.
Yeah,
loads
we can all... This is the time to be doing it. Because see in a half an hour's time.
But the trouble is, people text in now and go, about a quarter past 8. And sure, by the time a quarter past 8 comes around, there's blooming loads going on.
I know, yeah. It's very hard to keep up. You want to see the speed these things come in at.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that very much and all.
There you go. What else have we got? Can we just call it now and start every morning by playing something by Jimmy Somerville? Very good point.
That's a very good idea. And I 100% support it. And I wouldn't even say something by Jimmy. I'd say that exact song.
Yeah. It can become your starter.
I'd be 100% into that.
There's the Lily White parked up and waiting for his... what's this? Waiting for half an hour for my first delivery to open.
Well, you can open it yourself.
I might have to plague you with unfunny remarks and snide comments.
Ah, sure, that's what I'd be doing in here every day.
No Googling allowed this morning, PJ.
What do you want to do?
Says the Lily White.
Scared out of it. Go back to opening up somebody else's deliveries.
Paul the Trucker looking forward to his Lanzarote holidays a couple of weeks away.
Oh, you jammy banaster.
I know. Ray the Road Sweeper's on us. Adrian the Trucker's obviously looking forward to a good drive today. Snorkel at the ready. What else have we got? First day of midterm for Sarah. Happy
I thought
day.
That was already on.
No, well, some of them are only getting today and tomorrow.
Oh, right. Weird. Oh, that's... Yeah.
And own the scaffolder. Now, that's something I wouldn't fancy doing in that weather.
I wouldn't fancy doing that in any weather now, I'll be honest with you. That sounds like it's very labour intensive as well.
And after my
like.
Experience with Niall Boylan's virtual reality, I now realise I'm not good on heights. Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 20th of February. Good to have you with us. About to do the birthdays. PJ coming off the back of 2 wins in a row, 2 days in a row.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday.
After such a bad sprint.
Yesterday was extraordinarily kind of.
You now, don't be knocking. Be knocking now.
There was Googling.
You suck it up there. There was no Googling.
And Blooming.
There was no Googling.
Me giving him free shots.
Oh, you're such
unbelievable.
Look at you.
But anyway.
Can't let anybody have anything.
It was one of those things. It was so bad, we didn't even celebrate it. That's how tainted it was.
I celebrated with the mouthful of milk of sweets.
Yeah, exactly. Right, here we go. 6 the best for you today, starting with Rihanna.
Rihanna, right. Rihanna,
tell me this now. This is, I know, look, and everybody's got to give out and go, it's not all about. Anyway, a lot of people rave about Rihanna being a beauty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does
they do.
Rihanna do it for you?
Well, if she's who I'm thinking, then yeah, she's quite fancy, all right.
Right. Just curious.
She's the one that got in trouble in the north. Do you remember she was making a video
countdown
and your man, the farmer, riding up there, you won't be doing your knockers in maybe. There, that's that fella. You won't be doing your diggy wiggies up on May.
She's a proper superstar. Like.
I've got cows that are too sensitive and they don't like it. She's a proper megastar, yeah.
Mm.
Although I don't really know much about her. In fact, I'm struggling to even think of a song. Isn't that terrible?
Well, there's the famous one. That famous summer in Dublin where lashed
and
forever.
And the Liffey, it stank just like hell.
It lashed forever and it just happened to coincide with her having that song.
Oh, the umbrella. Oh, my God.
People used to go mad every time you played it.
Yeah, that was the 74 Days of Rain.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable summer. It just lashed all the time. And it just coincided with Rihanna having Umbrella as a massive hit.
Yeah. Oh, that was awful.
And then what else? There's that Palm de Replay.
I don't know what you're on about there.
There's... I'm very hip with the down, you know, and the crowd love.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you realised that was her either, though. Annie Umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. Singing in the rain.
Yeah, good for her. I'm singing in a field, driving naughty men insane. I'm going to say that she is then... Oh, this is... She's like... She could be in her 40s. 41.
32.
Oh, jeez.
32.
Ah, stop.
She's only a young one.
She only would have been 11 years old doing Umbrella song.
Yeah, probably.
When was that out? That was in the 90s or something.
Umbrella. Ah, no, was it? No, it wasn't in the 90s. No,
what?
Where was I? Actually, how long am I here? I was in a different establishment at that time.
Different establishment, indeed.
My God, yeah, it probably is.
Oh, it was 2007.
Oh, was it? What's this? Oh, yeah, sure, this is 2020. Oh, yeah, for God's sake. Yeah, what are you talking about, you big idiot? Right.
So what age? She was still very young.
Well, 2007, 13 years ago, she was in her 20s.
Just about by a sniff. It's no wonder I...
Actually, no, she wasn't, was she? She was only 19. What'd she do?
Ah, well, then I totally agree with the farmer. I thought the farmer was outraged. I thought he was getting all uptight. He's dead right. So I don't want a naked child in my field. Get out. He was dead right.
Right, Rihanna, 32. What about Ivana Trump? Certainly not 32.
Certainly not 32.
Donald's ex.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I was thinking of Melania.
Yeah, you see. It's a good job I helped you out there.
Jeeper.
Always helping him out. He never says thanks.
Yeah, I know her. Yeah,
Ivana
Trump. She's the one that did. She was interfering with herself. Like, she has all the rubber in the head.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, she claims to be the kind of the brains of the operation for the Donald.
Well, now, come on.
She maintains she was there when he was doing whatever the American equivalent of the chicken in a basket circuit is. You know, when you have to become, you have to go around them.
To get rich.
You know the way they say politicians over here have to do the chicken in a basket thing? You got to show up at all the little...
Chicken in a basket.
You know, you got to go round and meet everybody and shake the hands and do all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
She reckons she was the brains behind it.
So is she Ivanka Trump's ma then?
I don't know.
Right. I'm dead lost here. May as well just take
stab
at it.
I take a stab at sort of in and around the same neck of the woods as Donald is.
I was going to go 80s.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, right. 77 then.
71.
After fart off life. What are you on about?
Yeah, correct. Now, here's one you'll definitely get because you've mentioned this lad on the show before.
Right.
Albeit that you thought he was somebody else. It is the birthday, and what's more, I'm going to give you this because you're struggling a bit this morning. The significant birthday of one Jimmy Greaves.
Ah!
Sainton Greavesy.
Jimmy, who was it I thought he was again?
I'm trying to remember. You thought somebody else was him.
That's right, yeah. Oh, I can't remember now.
It was obviously a footballer, I assume.
Jimmy Greaves. I used to love watching his TV show. Oh, Sainton Greavesy, talk about the Ainsley League as if it is important. I talk to anyone that watches the big game. Oh, it was brilliant. The Ainsley League with Sainton Greavesy.
The Ainsley League.
It was brilliant, so it was. And he was such... He's a real... Like, he's from the past.
Oh,
now.
Proper old school, yeah.
He'd be there, yeah. You know, walking in and you can imagine him walking into the BBC, you know, and there's a young managing director and she's 33 years old. Can't you imagine it?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's standing there and he says, Mr. Greaves, thanks, nice to meet you. He goes, all right, put a kettle on, love.
Yeah, yeah. Make us a cup of tea.
And I'll wait, the big bus comes out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Tell your boss I'm here and I'll have a cup of tea and then I'll explain the offside rule to you.
Hey!
Nah, I won't even try explaining the offside rule.
Yeah. Hey, get me a large plate of biscuits, yeah? He'd be one of them.
All right, darling.
He's from a different era, like. He's from a very, very different era.
That's terrible. Casting aspersions on the man character. Maybe. Maybe in his mind, he's a very forward-thinking individual.
I'm pretty sure he's no more forward-thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's about as forward thinking as those people we were talking about yesterday who poop into the shower. That's how I gotta
right.
say.
It's gotta be, come on.
81.
He said it was a significant
birthday. Oh, Jesus, you Christ almighty, you did. He's 80.
He's 80.
Ah, for God's sake.
Normal service has been resumed, ladies and gentlemen. Right, now come on, there's no excuse for you not getting this one because it's, again, somebody who, when you were of a certain age, would have been regarded as having a very loveliest head ever.
Ooh.
Because she was a former supermodel.
Cindy Crawford.
The very one.
Cindy Crawford, I was obsessed with her. I was
exactly.
absolutely
I knew you would be.
Obsessed with her. Obsessed with her. I never thought I'd see. I thought she was fake the first time I seen her. She was that good looking.
Computer generated.
That couldn't happen naturally. I thought somebody must have made it.
She was of that era of supermodels. You know when that line about I don't get out of bed for less than 10 grand thing was doing the rounds and
that's
all that.
That's right, yeah. Oh, she was the original.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. She never did movies or anything, did she? Maybe she did a few sneaky ones. Didn't really, wasn't really. I was too busy looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
Going out of head going, I hope one day I have a girlfriend that looks like that. As if.
Yeah, you could have actually left that sentence as, I hope one day I have a girlfriend.
Have a girlfriend.
And just left it at that.
And you could still go, as if. I gotta say, she's 52.
Not bad now, 54.
Ah,
that's
right.
A bit closer to the mark.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Come on, let's squeeze the last couple in.
I'm just curious as to what she looks like today. Stop judging me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, last two very quickly. Sidney Poitier. The first black superstar actor.
Ah, jeepers. Yeah, he really was.
Legend.
The man they reckon opened the doors for so many people. Definitely did for Morgan Freeman. Sure,
yeah.
Morgan Freeman nicked his voice and everything.
Yeah.
Didn't he? That's the way Sidney Poitier was going on for years.
Yeah.
And then Morgan Freeman came along and did it and he's like...
Isn't it Sidney Poitier in that one with Rod Steiger? Isn't it the really famous... It is. It's got to be him, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's not. Maybe I'm confusing him with somebody else. But
I don't
anyway.
Know who Rob Steiger is.
No, Rod.
Or did you see?
Yeah.
Point in case.
Right, the great Sidney Poitier.
I got to say he's...
Guess who comes to dinner or whatever
84.
It's called. 93,
is he right? Oh, my God.
93.
His best role ever was King Jaffy Jofer in Coming to America. Isn't that him?
No.
Oh, isn't
that? No.
I think of the wrong fella.
Yeah, you're thinking of the bloke from CNN and The Lion King and all.
Yeah.
No. What are you talking about, man?
That's him.
That's not him.
What?
No.
Who is he then?
You're thinking of the voice of Darth Vader and all.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm looking at him here. Jeez, I don't know who he is. What was he
Come
in?
On, we've got to get the last one in.
Never heard of any of them movies.
What's the name of the bloke you're thinking of, for God's sake? Oh, come on, this is ridiculous. He's like, this is CNN.
Yeah.
And
I got to Google him by saying King Jaffy Jofer and see if that comes up with anything.
James Earl Jones.
Thank you very kindly. Ah, here, they don't even look like each other.
No, exactly. Thank you, Paul the Trucker, for
At
that.
At least James Earl Jones is in famous Andrew. Movies.
Sidney Poitier is like the ultimate.
Yeah, what movie? Name one.
I just told you.
Never heard of it.
I just told you. He's in that great movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
No, nobody's ever heard of that movie.
What is the one with Rod Steiger?
You have to guess who's in it. It's not a big movie.
I'm going to find out the one with Rod Steiger and you'll be sorry. Anyway, here's your last one very quickly. Look how late we are now. We're going to be late with the news.
Sorry now, yeah.
Right. Ted the Count Hankey is celebrating his birthday today.
Ah, Jesus. Who is that?
What do you mean, who's that? Legendary darts player.
Ah, for God's sake. As if I'd have
likes,
a clue.
Likes to dress like Dracula. Ted the Count Hankey.
Literally having a rasher.
He's got a beard and everything.
Alright, but he's 68 then.
Thank you very much indeed. Hang on a second. I just have to acknowledge that who is this? Alan and Ennis in the heat of the night.
Yeah.
What a movie that was.
What was it? What was the name of it?
Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, Ted the Count Hankey's 52.
You set me up for a fall today. You were trying to put manners on me, I think. Yes.
All of those people were instantly recognisable to you, bar Sidney Poitier, and that's only because.
And Ted with the hankies. No one ever heard of him.
Come on, legendary darts players.
No one ever heard of him, Ted with his hankies.
I guarantee there's a rake of darts players who are going to text in now going, God's sake, PJ, Ted the Count Hankey.
Yeah.
Darts. How would you like to win the holiday of a lifetime?
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Well done, Tara. Thank you kindly. 6:32. How are you this morning? Friday's Eve.
Good morning.
Touching distance. You're not doing nothing weird like working at the weekend, are you?
I'm not, no. That would be a great achievement. I still haven't tied my shoelaces this morning because I kind of slept it out a bit.
Oh, very good.
I'm having one of those manic days.
You're chasing your own tail.
Yeah, literally.
You should have PJ tie your shoelaces for you. He's great at it.
Are you?
You're very good at it, Jet. Very good, Jet.
He's achieved things while tying his shoelaces no other man has ever achieved.
Yeah. I'm the only person I know that's been in A&E over a shoelace tying accident.
What?
Yeah.
How did you end up in A&E while tying shoelaces?
Okay, let me just preface this by saying it was the 1980s and there was a particular style where you pulled both sides of your runner together real tight. That was the way you wore your runners.
Okay.
So the lace
vaguely
broke.
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, the lace broke.
Okay.
And I was pulling very hard. And
okay.
I smashed myself in the nose and broke my own flipping nose. And I was there with blood pumping down my face, still holding the lace in my right hand. I was still holding the lace when I got to the hospital.
This man punched himself in the face.
Yeah.
Tying your shoelace.
Hey, look.
Broke his own nose.
Don't ever accuse me of not being a dedicated servant of style.
Well, there you go. I'll find.
That's quite incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think having heard that now, I will steer well clear. I'll find 5 minutes to tie my own shoelace.
I am available.
In fact, to be honest with you, it'd be safer to run the risk of walking around with an open shoelace.
It would.
To get PJ to tie it for you.
I could probably do that for a month and not fall over.
The good news about it.
Well,
the good news would be that PJ would be hurting himself if you let him tie your
PJ,
shoelace.
PJ, we got a sec. Give us a tie down shoelace for me, will you?
Robin S, Show Me Love. 19 minutes to 7 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for doing that on this Thursday, 20th of February, Friday's Eve. And of course, for a lot of people, there's good news to it today, I suppose, from a few different fronts. There's a few people who are off, if you're anyway school related or whatever, like our JP and stuff like that. You're off on your midterm today and tomorrow.
Oh.
Some have been off all week. And then, of course, I suppose for the rest of us, the benefit might be on the roads. You might get a bit of an easier time on the roads today. Because I think definitely today and tomorrow, all schools
are off, are they?
I think so.
Right, all good stuff, right. So we can say what we want tomorrow, so there'll be no kids in the car. We'll be effing and blinding
out
with everything.
You say what you want, no matter who's anywhere.
I'm never fully comfortable, though. I'm never fully comfortable.
What you're saying? So you come out with stuff, and afterwards you feel slightly kind of. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Well, it's like we were just talking about. It's as if I ate a whole chocolate cake to myself. And there's not a lot of guilt involved, but I do think I'll watch that in future. I think. I won't be doing that tomorrow.
Right. Anyway, listen, good to have you with us, folks. Hopefully it is going to be a good day for you, whatever's going on. Of course, our regulars are on the way. We'll try and get somebody else into the draw for the big Orlando trip, the Universal Studios Florida. We'll have that up for grabs after 7 o'clock, of course. So also after 7, the hit bit is on the way, so that's something to look forward to. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout this morning. Somebody's just texted in teletext to check the scores.
What?
I have no idea what's that about.
Is that even still a thing?
I don't know.
Oh, that was long
gone.
This
is from Gavin. Gavin, have you sent that to the right people?
I think he's texting the wrong person.
I think he may have texted.
And then a picture of a dog sitting on a unicorn.
Oh, it was from yesterday. Well, well spotted, Michael. This is stuff that kids of today wouldn't understand.
Oh.
Sorry, Gav. It only arrived now.
Beg your pardon.
It's only literally just arrived now.
Jeepers, I hadn't got a clue what he was on about. I thought the poor fella was losing his marbles. No, yeah.
There's a picture there from Amanda of her her dog, Dave, sitting on a unicorn.
Oh, that's I thought that was your man. That's what I just said. And then a picture of a dog sitting on a unicorn. I thought he texted teletext.
No. Gavin texted teletext.
Yeah, then I looked at it and all I saw was the pic. That's why I said it. Now everyone thinks I'm a mental case.
Yeah. Well, no, look, at that. On that point, nobody's going to disagree. Everybody does think you're a mental case.
One day I'll have a good argument against that.
Oh. Also, we have to say hi to Phil, who's Phil and Aaron. They're on their way to work, I think, in Eden Derry. Loads of people looking to have a go at the Hitbit. The Hitbit's getting very, very popular at the
it
moment.
It is, yeah. What are we on today anyway? £1,280 today, yeah.
Nice
loads
one.
Of money.
Nice one. Right, couple more. Sidney Poitier, just so you stop confusing him with James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
He was in The Jackal with Bruce Willis and Richard Gere.
Oh, I remember that movie.
According to Paddy and Cork, anyway. The big one was To Sir With Love.
Never heard of that. Come
Lulu.
On.
Lulu sang the song for us and she was in it, I think. I'm not sure if she was in it, but she sang the song for sure.
Must be going back. He must have been 5 years old in these movies.
Sidney Poitier.
These movies sound like they're ain't. What's the one you says? Who's coming for dinner?
Guess
like,
Who's Coming to Dinner? And then The Heat of the Night was the amazing one with Rod Steiger. It was a whole kind of racial kind of thing in the deep south in America.
Unfortunately, Hollywood had its time where you couldn't get into a movie unless it was a movie about racism if you're a black person.
Yeah. Happy Friday's Eve from Nora the Yank.
Go on, Nora the Yank.
In rainy Cork.
Nice to talk to you this morning, Nora.
Oh, good. Check this out. Jurassic Greg says he's in a bit of bother. He came to work early.
Oh, dear.
Mm. He says, I came to work early. I'm partial to a boiled egg in the morning. I Googled how to boil. You Googled how to boil an egg? Oh, sorry.
Ah.
In the microwave.
Oh, right. Geez.
God, I tell you, you came close there, Greg, to getting a very strong slating. But no, in the microwave. Follow the instructions to the letter. Summary, there was a slight explosion.
It blew up, yeah.
The canteen at work is now destroyed with egg, shrapnel, water and ceramic bits.
Well, if you're early, you know what you can do? Walk away. Wasn't you?
Absolutely.
And then the first person that comes
in, you
go...
It gives you time to think up somebody else to blame.
You just go... You're not gonna, when someone walks in there, you go, you're not going to believe what some dick did last night. You look at the microwave, look at the state of it. They're after blowing an egg and they didn't even clean up. Outrageous. Tramps. Tramps is what they are, you can say.
Oh, very true. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth. Right, anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. As I say, the big ones today, as always, are the chance to win all of that cash on the Hitbit. It's going to remain the big one until it finally goes. Remember, miraculous is the clue. It's out there for you. It's there for the taking. And also, of course, the chance to get into that big draw for Orlando in Florida, thanks to United Airlines and Tour America. Big stuff happening today. And who knows what may yet emerge from the great mind of PJ Gallagher for your delectation today.
Obviously, I'm not that tuned in this morning, but I'll do my best for you.
Well, that's very good
to
know.
I did think, after getting confused with all sorts of things this morning, I'm still trying to figure out what this, but does this movie you're talking about, Who's Your Man Coming to Dinner? It doesn't even exist when you Google it.
It's called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, well, if you're going to keep changing your mind about it, you're making it really difficult on me.
Top tune, In Excess, Need You Tonight, here at Classic Hits, 11 minutes past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday 20th of February. I'm not going to say anything about it being midterm for a lot of people and you know...
You're getting in trouble now.
I know, we got lashed out of it by somebody who was on the N4. Was it the N4?
On the
N4,
yeah.
Or somewhere.
Yeah, saying, well, midterm, what are you talking about, lads? He gave
out to us. Block.
Says it was chock-a-block
so
this morning.
We had thought we'd assumed... It might be better on the roads, but maybe the weather's messing it up or something.
Probably is. It's horrible out there.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. Of course, we've got... what have we got? Okay, we've got St. Patrick's Day on the way very soon. And then shortly after that will come Easter.
Ah!
And both of those things have inspired food sources that... Well, have split.
They have. Well, there are loads of people. Yeah, people are going mad. Because we love going mad about... What's the right and wrong way to enjoy food? God forbid we all like different things. No, sir, not around these parts.
Yeah. Like, for example, the St. Patrick's Day one, right, has inspired the people at Tato.
Yeah.
to go with
bacon and cabbage flavoured crisps and beef stew flavoured crisps.
Beef stew?
So they've got these are coming out now on the run up there, all this bacon and cabbage
classic
flavor.
Dinners.
Classic dinners.
Irish dinners.
I assume
there's a coddle flavour, is there?
No. No.
That's disgrace.
And thankfully, I mean, even coddle shouldn't be coddle flavoured. Do you know what I mean?
Look, I'm sorry, you're a Philistine. You're one of those people who won't accept that other people may just have slightly different tastes.
Ah, come on.
Dare I say better tastes.
Yeah, I know. Some people's food, their palate hasn't developed since the days of the famine. It's true to say. All the Irish people would go through a famine and then celebrate as if we wanted that food. You know, the stuff we had, that was nothing left off. Boxed in, coddle. Stuff that you had to eat because you would starve to death otherwise.
Tell you. You don't know what you're missing, buddy.
Boiled sausages. Anyone that boils the sausages. Boils any sausage. I can't even say the
think
sentence.
The,
it's so
think
disgusting.
Of the health benefits.
Oh, jeepers.
They always tell you to boil your food.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, okay. So you're saying I'm not getting coddle flavoured crisps.
You're not going to get them. You can get the bacon and cabbage flavour. You can get the beef stew flavour. Talking to Twitter, they say this. Mr. Tato himself.
Oh, really?
He said that the news is out. My new limited edition flavours are just like Mammy's dinners, but in a crisp. You need to try it to believe it. I guess we will.
Well, I tell you something. We wouldn't mind trying it. Because, I mean, like, I don't want to point a finger or anything, but it looked as though there was a few samples going around in various
was
other places.
And well,
I didn't notice any samples arriving in here, Mr. Tato.
As you can see, Mr. Tato, you have upset Mr. Jim.
Yes, bad enough with the not having coddle-flavoured crisps, but to not even let me taste the bacon and cabbage and the beef stew.
This is
that's just sacrilegious.
I bet you this is why Mr. Tato won't send them to Jim. Because they're going, no, don't give him anything. He'll be on looking for, you know, Hill 16 flavoured crisps and all that, you know. He'd be on looking for ones that he'd be like, do you have aunt that tastes like
Yeah. Do you do a flavour called black and tan?
Just boiled meats. Black and tan flavoured crisps. Imagine talking about opening that target. That'd be the best one ever.
Right, okay. So just saying, if you want us to sample your bacon and cabbage and beef stew crisps, Magic Mike, PJ, myself, all very, very amenable to that task.
Very willing. Very willing, but this brings me to something else that happened, right?
Yeah, because we said that was St. Patrick's Day.
That was St. Patrick's Day.
Easter has inspired something else.
Now, this is the crisps, at least you can go and buy them in the shop, right?
Mm.
The Cadbury's or somebody in England, I think it was, posted a picture on their Instagram account of Turkish Delight mini eggs, right?
Right.
And I saw these and went, obviously, that's the greatest, most beautiful confectionery I've ever seen in my life.
Completely over the top, obviously. But
you see, this is what happens. I put it up on my Instagram, right? It is literally, to this day, the most controversial thing I've ever said or done on social media.
And that's saying something.
You want to see the reaction to it. So, like, I'm not joking. Other folks in the media and all, I have people calling me an absolute sicko and a pervert and everything I got called.
Well,
so, would you eat that disgusting soap-flavoured chocolate, you absolute sicko? I got called
soap-flavoured.
Soap-flavoured people.
Oh, because Turkish Delight is kind of, yeah, it does have a bit of an aroma about it.
It does not. Will you cop on to yourself?
I'm not averse to a bit of Turkish Delight.
Beautiful.
But it's quite obviously just the sort of, like, mid-range.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Mid-range. It's the nicest thing ever. Milk tray. Shame, shame, shame on you for taking the Turkish out of the milk tray. Shame on you. It was the nicest one. It was the only nice.
I didn't
know
you had this kind of fetish for Turkish Delight.
So, and you want to see the weird. Like, Mike is sniffing and tutting in the background.
You don't like it either, Michael?
No, not a massive fan, though. It reminds me
of
it was the only chocolate sweet my mother would eat.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You'd always get her Turkish Delight. Yeah. Older people tend to like it.
Yeah, that's true, actually, because it's a soft food, you know what I mean?
For the teeth, like.
It's kind of, yeah. I know what you're saying. It's the sort of, it's like what you'd have after a carvery, maybe, just as your sweet.
Oh, I'm not even joking. That's not a bad idea.
With your cup of tea.
Not even bad.
I know. I hear you, Michael. You're right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like, it's the slippers of chocolate, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the sort of slippers.
Like,
of chocolate.
I'd eat it if it was given to me.
You'd go as far as to say it's the well-worn slippers of chocolate.
Yeah, oh my God! From a man who literally eats boiled animal, and he's given me this boiled animal McCabe and Papaya Hogan, and you're both lashing me out of it for like a
so. Are you serious? So people, and now, to be honest with you, I'm neither here nor there on Turkish Delight. You're saying you got genuine ridicule for
I go back
being a
messages.
Fan of a Turkish Delight Easter egg. Arminia.
The names I got called. And some people saying, oh, I'm so glad. So one fella just contacted me from the lifeboat crew and all says, don't say anything to anyone, just get me a bag of them. My missus going mad, she wants them so much.
Are they out?
She's passionate. No, nobody can find them. They are not available. Like, nobody can seem to find them anywhere. We're all going mad looking for them. And then you get the, and of course we can't bring them in now because you got the Turkin police. You know, the people out there who are sort of basically judging us for our food choices.
Yeah, you mean like you were a few minutes ago when I happened to mention that I loved a traditional Irish dish?
Hold on. Edible does not food make. You could eat, I'm sure you could, you, you could eat a branch.
Hang on a second. You're basically eating soap flavoured jelly. I mean, you're eating a confectionery that's made of shower gel. And you're, you know what I mean, and covered in chocolate.
You have it all wrong. I tell you, you two, you go back to your boiled nonsense. And you know, and this fella who eats fruit nobody's even heard of. Even the people, even the country don't even try to export the fruit. They're just trying to get it out of the country because no one wants it.
Look at that.
And he starts
Actually, there's JD in Limerick just confirming the fact that the floral taste in Turkish delights is actually rose. So you eat flowers. That's what you want. You want flowers covered in chocolate. Do you? You want, basically, what you want potpourri flavoured chocolate. Is that what's wrong with you? Is it unbelievable?
You're, and there's you gobbling away on the rear end of a boiled rear end of an old boar. And yeah, and you're judging me. I tell you, I haven't a clue. Turkish delight, obviously, the nicest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. It's the reason we're alive.
It's no wonder Twitter decided to ridicule you.
You like one of these people. Do you like cucumber?
No.
Well, there you go. Something wrong with you. That's how you know. That's how you know. Someone likes cucumbers, their face is broken. It's a, that's a scientific fact.
I just said I don't like cucumber.
Yeah. Yeah, your face, you've got a broken face.
Well, you do like cucumber.
Yeah, of course I do. It's the most nicest thing ever.
Right, would you have just said the opposite if I'd have said I did like it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What's going on?
We're having a row, and you mind your business.
Into the Groove, Madonna here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock with the hit bit on the way. 087-188-0008. If you want to play, if you want to try and convince Magic Mike to pick you to have a go at winning all of that cash, classichits.ie. If you want to check out everything about it, all the previous guesses, listen to it, see the clue, miraculous, all that sort of stuff. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Let us know if you fancy a play. Now, we've been talking about food, and okay, there may have been one or two minor disagreements about some of the foods involved, but the one thing...
Classic.
Hang on a second.
Join me Thursday after 10 for your chance to win on the Tea Break Teaser afternoon tea for
how
two
very
with
dare
Prosecco
you, Nikki.
At the Inn at Tremolant.
Let's get rid of
their
her,
wedding
will
fair
we?
This coming weekend on Sunday.
I'm not listening to that anymore.
Oh my God, that was harsh.
Harsh.
Very harsh, Jim.
She'll have to go somewhere else.
Look at that, yeah.
Anyway, so we the one thing that we do agree on is we love a good breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. Like, this is not going to surely be as good as it sounds, but fight the flab, says the newspapers today in the Mirror, with a big fry up for your breakfast. Doesn't sound realistic, does it?
It sounds fantastic. Don't go knocking it now.
Well, okay, here's the story, right? Eating a breakfast can burn twice as many calories as eating a slap up dinner. Yes, indeed, right? I get that. That makes sense in a way, I suppose. If you consume your calories earlier,
right,
then you're going to have more of a chance to burn through the feckers.
Yeah. As it stands in this story, they are saying that a big full Irish is a positive thing in the fight against fat.
Well, what they're saying... Okay, let's put this
in... is that correct? Is that what... Is so far in the story, is that where we've gotten?
Say it again. I'm not sure I like
it. Are we saying that a full Irish breakfast is a good thing in the fight against flab?
No,
so far, I'm only just saying so far in the story. We'll get on, but so far.
No, you see what you're
Let's
doing
just leave
now.
It there. Let's
no,
just
you
leave
see what there. You're doing now. He's doing what they do to people on prime time. He puts you when there's no yes or no answer.
Did you, Mr. Gallagher, say?
This is going. But no, Jim, if you'd let me answer the question, Jim. It's like prime time. I'm sorry, but there's a bit. There has to be perspective now here. You know.
It's a simple question. Did you say?
But the answer is not so simple. So I'm afraid I can't give you answer. Yeah, it's one of them.
Right.
So here's the deal.
So what's the real story then?
If you want to have a large meal during your day, right?
Right.
If you want to enjoy a large meal, it's better to make that your breakfast than it is to make any of your other meals. Do you
understand? So this is not related to sausages, rashers, eggs, pudding.
Well, look, it can be. It can be, but you could still probably make it. He's absolutely obsessed. Now, you see what's happened here, right? Here's what's happened. We were talking about boiled sausages earlier, and he was letting on he was mad about them, right? He's doing that because he knows that that's an upsetting prospect to most normal human beings. Now when we're talking about the way they should be served, fried and grilled. And all that, now he can't, it's like a dog looking at a packet of biscuits. Now you can't get him to sit straight
at all.
The
sausage is a fine thing, it has to be said.
It is a wonderful thing.
Boiled in a coddle, delicious. Grilled in a breakfast, equally delicious.
Why not? At least we could get some half a lick of sense out of you when we were talking about boiling them. But when it comes to the... So what they're saying is if you eat a high-calorie breakfast, right, that'll boost your metabolism compared to those eating a high-calorie evening meal, your dinner. So having your biggest meal in the morning will actually help you lose weight as long as it's healthy. That's what they're saying.
Right.
So now, it's I'm not sure how a fry-up fits into this, right?
It's basically just timing.
It's timing. It's all about timing. You're dead right. Yeah.
What a letdown.
And if you're
this
full
started
during the morning,
out as such a better story.
Yeah, I know it does, didn't it? So basically, the theory being, if you're full in the morning, you're less likely to want to indulge during the day.
That's not really new,
that.
Though, is it? That sort of pyramid eating thing has been around for a long time. You kind of, breakfast like a king and supper like a pauper or some weird thing.
Breakfast like a king. Lunch like a queen and dinner of a pauper. Isn't that what they say?
Or some weirdness like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But of course, when you put your bit of spin on it, yes, indeed, Grant, here's the for a good weekend plan. Here's what you do. You wake up and you indulge yourself fantastically with pudding and rashers and sausages and eggs and toast and beans and chips and a cake. And then you say
to yourself...
cake
got in there, didn't
and a cake. And then you say to yourself, right... That's me big meal.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm gonna do it. Maybe actually you take your meal. Maybe what you pack your meal. So you have your rashers and sausages. You eat them, and then you say, "This is still part of the meal. I am therefore I'm just taking it with me." And you put your chips and your cake in that box, and you say it's still part of the same meal.
Right.
And then technically you could maybe get till maybe 5 o'clock that day.
Off the back
still
of your
being
breakfast.
On the same meal, the breakfast.
Yeah, you might be stretching it a touch, but I like where you're going.
Now, you're finishing your breakfast, literally finishing it maybe about 4 o'clock. Gives an hour to about 5 o'clock. And then we're going to have a light dinner.
Yeah.
Now, the light dinner needs to be light, but light comparatively is better than light. So we've just had a huge one of them. So maybe just for dinner then.
So if you've had 6,000 calories for your breakfast.
Exactly.
You might just whittle it down to 3,000.
So we won't go mad. We'll just have a 16-inch pizza and a garlic bread.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €1,280 this morning. All for you, of course, if you can just have a go and tell us what of a hit is this. There you go. I'd like to say it that way. What it of a hit.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, I won't do it again, don't worry. Nobody liked that except for me. Shona is going to have a go first this morning. Shona O'Brien's in Limerick. How are you getting on, Shona?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. Shona, how are you?
Grand, thank you.
What's your story today? Are you off to work? Are you taking it easy?
Oh, I'm in work already.
Oh, right.
Oh, good stuff. What time do you start, Shona?
About 7 o'clock.
Ah, right, yeah, you're early enough, I suppose. Not as early
as Jim. Yeah, but I listened to you guys on the way in, so it's fine.
Jim is like the Ronaldo of radio. You try and get here before him, but it never happens. It can't be done.
Maybe he just lives there.
By the way, Shona, just to clarify, PJ's never tried to get here early.
No, but Mike has. And he told me.
Yeah.
He told me that was the truth. Right, Shona, let's try and give you 1,280 quid. What's your guess?
Okay, I had to Google it. So I think it's Jesse by Joshua Caddison.
Yeah. Oh, what a great... God, we haven't heard that song in ages. That's a great choice, Shona.
Okay, Shona, let's see. Simon says...
I'm going to say absolutely categorically no.
Hey.
Oh, no.
In fairness, Shona, at least you got put down by the great Simon Cowell.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers,
no worries, Shona. See you later. Have
bye
a good one.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Right, Sinead is in Dublin. Now, Sinead...
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, how are you, Sinead? Sinead's in great form.
I'm in great form. Just landed at work, so it's all good.
Oh, very good, yeah. Just landed in. What time are you starting at 8 o'clock? Are you a bit early?
I'm a bit early. I'm very enthusiastic.
Right.
Good yeah. for you.
What do you do when you get into work? You go and make breakfast for yourself?
No. Straight into work. I'm a nurse. Yeah. So we don't talk for breakfast to you that low.
You were breaking up a little bit on there. A bit of a dodgy line there for a minute, Sinead. We were only getting every second word.
Yeah. So go on anyway. Have a guess while you have
Sorry,
a chance.
I'm a nurse. I said we don't have time for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it may come as a bit of a shock to you, PJ, but some people arrive into work and, I don't know, work.
Go to work, exactly, yeah.
Well, I come in early so I can prepare breakfast. I can't see any other reason to be early.
Yeah.
But,
you're right. He has a point.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a fair point you make.
Yeah, like right. I'm not going to sit down and eat a coffee when I eat a coffee.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a rest for a moment?
Sinead, I think I need a nurse. The abuse is set. Right, Sinead, have a guess. We try and give you some money.
Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Right, Like a Virgin. What do you reckon, Mike?
Lots of Madonna has been guessed, actually, but not that one. So, Sinead, let's see.
Wrong. Yes, Dougal, wrong.
What was that even from?
Father Ted.
Oh, Father Ted.
All right, sorry about that, Sinead.
Not to worry.
At least you have a few minutes before work to dry your tears instead of making breakfast.
Yeah, I'd grab a cup of coffee now.
Yeah, and enjoy eating it.
You deserve it. See you, Sinead. Take care.
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, so Sinead and Shona unfortunately coming a cropper on that one. So Damien Farrelly takes up the mantle 20-5 this afternoon.
20-5, like Jim says, he can have another go with Damien Farrelly. Another two, we know that it definitely isn't.
Eat a coffee between now and then. 80s classic Duran Duran, Girls on Film. Of course, a song that had a cracking video back in the day as well. It was always cracking videos back in the 80s. Well, they certainly felt like it when you were in the 80s. But we were talking earlier on, we played one of those very things, probably one of the most iconic videos there's ever been. I mean, up there alongside the likes of Sledgehammer from Peter Gabriel and all that, was Take On Me.
The famous video by Aha. That one, of course, he goes into the comic he's reading in the cafeteria, or the greasy spoon or whatever it is, and they start, and he has... It's a dalliance with a young one.
Yeah, all in kind of... animated, sketched form.
Yeah, and then they stand behind... Everybody's seen it at this stage. You stand behind the mirror and they can see each other the real way. And it's an amazing video.
And so much so that we got a press release in about it yesterday saying that the video for Take On Me from Aha had reached 1 billion...
Unbelievable.
...billion views on YouTube. And that is a pretty rare occurrence. So much so that Magical Michael went and started doing a bit of delving into kind of things that hit the billion mark.
Yeah, the Billionaire Views Club is what he's gone.
On the old YouTube. So what'd you find, Mike?
Well, 1 billion obviously sounds really, really impressive. But when you start going from 10 to 1, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at 3 billion in at number 10, right? Which is Katy Perry and Roar. But it gets even higher than that.
Katy Perry and Roar?
Yeah.
Has 3 billion views?
Has 3 billion views. It was released in 2013 and it has 3 billion views. Yeah, on YouTube. And most of the...
Oh my... So the majority of the people on the planet... By a long way.
Well, it gets even more than that when you start hitting the top three spots. But yeah, it's incredible. And most of them are music videos. So there's some cartoons and stuff in there. But Maroon 5 have one at number 9. Justin Bieber, 8.
What's Maroon 5's one?
3.1 billion for Sugar is what that's called. But I've gone from sort
What's that? I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Is it a warning? A health warning?
Well, do you know Justin Bieber? Sorry, because that's at 3.25. But this is at number 7.
Bieber.
There's times, you know, we've often said there's times you wish it was television, because if you could see the expression on PJ and myself's faces at the moment as Mike's going through songs that are like literally been viewed, as PJ said, by most people on the planet.
Yeah.
We don't even know.
You want to see the face on me? I look like a dog that's trying to figure out a mirror for the first time.
Have you never heard of Justin Bieber? Sorry, you know. Anyway, listen.
Now do you sing it, Mike? No.
That one.
Enough of me singing. I have a clip for number 7.
Okay.
You'll definitely know this one.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Hey! Woo!
Gangnam Style.
That's by Psy, of course, Gangnam Style, and it has 3.52 billion views.
Oh my God.
Deserves every one of them.
Yeah. What a masterpiece.
What an absolute
really
masterpiece.
Really shows how distinguished the taste of the world is.
Absolutely. Tells you everything you need to know about YouTube viewers.
I think you'll know this one as well at number 6, which has 3.78 billion views.
Oh! What a tune that is.
Yeah. Do you know who it's by now for bonus points?
Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson?
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk.
And, oh, what a song.
At number five.
We should play that more.
We should,
are we
yeah.
Allowed, are we allowed to play that?
Yeah. Oh, I'd say so, yeah. Can't see why not.
I'm
glad you said who it was now. I'm sure we can.
I'm going to skip five because it's Masha and the Bear. It's an episode of Masha and the Bear. Lots of parents of young children will
you
know that.
You could have told me Masha and the Bear was the name of a group. And
yeah, I would have told you. They won the Eurovision last year. Did they? Jeez, they did well.
Things slow down at number four, but 4.42 billion have listened to this.
It's been a long day.
I know, right?
Without you, my friend.
Wow. And we have actually played that one.
That's, we have, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say now, you know what I mean? How many billion did you say?
That's 4.42 billion. And it's,
is that the one with the rap version in it now, or is it the version we play where he just keeps doing that all the time?
No, it's the version with the rap, which is Wiz Khalifa, featuring Charlie Puth.
Says a lot about the human condition that 4.5 billion of them have decided to be in a bad mood for 5 minutes.
In at number three, Lads, all together at 4.6 billion views.
My God. I'm transported back to that school.
Honestly, I don't give a Riddler's. I'm delighted that's more popular than Beethoven. That is just such a catchy little ditty.
So it's Pink.
That's incredible. That's just brings you to that school, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So
and
it's,
the whole place was going bananas.
Brings you to my gaff every day, three times.
Oh, wow.
Ping Fong Kids, Baby Shark, 4.6 billion. And then this has kind of surprised me now, in at number two, and this has 4.63 billion, right?
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Wow.
In love with the
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I'm in love with a sheep like you.
The shape of you.
Jeez, that sizes.
I'm in love with a sheep like you.
Yeah. Would have been a better lyric, to be fair.
I'm in love with a sheep
now
like you.
Now you're talking,
EWE, that's all you wrote, yeah.
Top of the farmer's charts.
But I can't believe that Ed Sheeran is number two, 4.63 billion.
But for that song?
For that song,
Oh my God.
Isn't that mad?
I mean, I would have thought he had better songs even, apart from that.
Yeah,
that
announcement.
I'm surprised now Baby Shark isn't beating this one.
But
especially since you thought it was called I'm in love with a sheep like you.
Is that the name of the song, The Shape Like You?
Shape of You.
The Shape of a You.
Yeah. It's not Shape of a You.
It's nothing to do
with
sheep.
Why are you bringing sheep into it?
I didn't, he did.
It's not The Shape of a You. The Shape of You.
So there's no sheep or a you in it?
No.
Listen.
Why is it so popular then?
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Shape of you?
Anyway.
Come on.
Moving on.
Sheep.
I don't know where your head does be sometimes.
It's obviously in the farmyard, Jim.
It's obviously in sheep.
Right, you think that's impressive at 4.63 billion. Do you know what's number one? Do you know how many views number one has?
I don't even, I'm scared.
It's probably a huge jump, is it? Does it go mad and go up to like 8 million or something?
No, 8 billion, no. It's almost the population of the world has seen this. 6.63 billion people have seen.
Good Lord.
Have seen this video.
Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Got that song with the
Despacito,
That's the number one.
That's the number one most viewed video in the world.
6.63 billion and increasing by the day.
Dear Lord.
I don't even think it's that good.
Can we do the song about the sheep again?
Yeah.
Because that was better. Sharks, sheep and this. Oh my God. I don't know, I'm blown away now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a good tune now.
I know, but I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, give it someone.
I guess you had to be there, I suppose.
That's
it. It has a buzz of holidays off it, in fairness.
Yeah.
Like walking around the all inclusive with your armband on.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the sheepo? What the bada 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 people?
Never thought this was going to get in the team of sheep.
No,
anyway.
No. Just I tell you. That's extraordinary now, I have to say. There's a few. I wouldn't have predicted any of those. I wouldn't have predicted any of those.
No, well, particularly Ed Sheeran. That's blown me away now. But Baby Shark and Gangnam Style, I would have predicted those for sure.
Yeah. I know, that's gas. And now I don't know what the hell happened, but all I can think about is sheep.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, where's the sheep, all? Rounded up by both people.
Yeah. That list is nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
That's, somebody's WhatsApped in.
It's
in
a fact.
It's not
they
nonsense.
They actually don't approve. They mustn't approve of it.
I don't think any of us approve of it.
And apparently that Despacito is used in every Zumba class in the world.
Oh, of course it is.
That's obviously why, yeah, yeah. Go home and do a bit of study now. Stick the old Despacito on.
I wonder if the kids like that song. Because, you know, a Baby Shark and all of that and... Little Bo Sheeran.
I hope they don't like your Into a Sheep song. Anyway, that's for sure. Country House from Blur here at Classic Hooch Hits, which Magic Mike has just told us that apparently it's got 10 million views, if those are, you know, if you're interested. 10 million views on the old YouTube video for Blur.
That to me is a very far superior piece of music than Your Man with His Desperate Sheepo.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely think so.
Because that was the number one. 6 point something billion, was it? For Despacito?
6.8 billion or something like that.
Something ridiculous.
Crazy.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, Despacito is... although somebody did say, just like to point out, you can watch a video more than once. Yeah, I know.
I suppose. Now, that's how Baby Shark happens, obviously, because kids want to hear the same
over
thing.
Over and over and over and over again.
A million and 30 times before they get sick of it.
So it doesn't automatically follow that each of those views is a unique individual.
No. Yeah. That sort of goes without saying, you would have thought, but I didn't.
Unless you find a video that's entitled, I'm Into a Sheep, that's a U, and then all of those views will be by PJ Gallagher.
Can I just say,
an unusual cover of the Ed Sheeran classic.
He says sheep. I'm telling you now, if you listen to it, what he has written in the words and what he says is sheep and shape. And he writes down shape and says sheep. He's conning us. He's having us all on.
That might be his act. Where is he from in England, by the way?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know where he's from, Mike? No, Ed Sheeran?
I don't know, but if I can Google it.
Yeah. Get down to the old Google there, because it could be his accent. Maybe he's from down south.
I don't know. Remember when we were growing up, they used to like play records backwards.
I'm in love with the sheep of you.
I'm telling you.
He's from Halifax in West Yorkshire.
Halifax.
Yeah, that's knocked that one on the head anyway.
Yeah.
Eternal, I Want to Be the Only One here at Classic Hits. It's almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you fancy having a bash at the breakfast table quiz, you'll need at least a score of the Dirty Dozen, isn't
it? Yeah, that's
dozen minimum requirement.
That's your minimum requirement. 11 is what you have to knock out of the park. You need to get 12. Of course, to get 12 today with Friday, tomorrow, you're
in good shape. And also, of course, you've got to convince Magic Mike to let you on to play. So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy doing that. In the meantime... Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yes, indeed. Time for a bit of movie chat, but with sort of a difference, right? Because normally you're kind of celebrating good movies or slagging off crap movies.
This is not that at all. This is movies that everybody kind of likes.
Yeah.
But that lose their flair dramatically when they're put onto the small screen.
Yeah, now I'm not sure I totally agree with this, PJ.
Well, I absolutely don't agree with this.
Right.
in any way. Shape or form.
Do you deliberately seek out stories that you think, I'm going to say that and I'm going to tell them they're wrong?
I don't. Maybe, I do not. Maybe I have a tendency to lean on things I find astounding and astonishing.
Yes, indeed.
And one of those things would be surveys like this one, which gives you... We won't go too in-depth with this because obviously we're going to have much better crack given out about this than we are celebrating this. Judging by the way we took off. It's rare me and Jim find something in common. We're going to run with it.
Yes.
This new survey says that blockbuster movies such as Star Wars and Titanic and Jurassic Park, they're actually the top three movies. They're the top three movies that you watch at home and lose their flair completely. They say once you watch them at home, they have dramatically gone down the scale in their enjoyability. In other words, they cannot be appreciated fully if they're not seen on the big screen. 2,000 movie buffs took part in the survey. And it revealed 40 movies. And when, no need. Also in the list, though, just to give you an example. So it's not all the big ones, like Titanic, Star Wars, Jurassic Park. You go, right, they're big, they're epic. There's all sorts of that. But like Toy Story was in it. But shut up. Cartoons work better on small screens. So you're going to go on. Frozen was on it. Cartoons work better on small screens. E.T. was on it. And La La Land. Really?
I mean, what? La La Land, that lost its thing on the big screen.
It did,
It didn't have to wait to get to the small screen.
I know, surely you want to look at a smaller langer than a bigger langer. You know.
Yeah.
So get on.
You want your La La's to be small.
You do,
But come here, listen, look, I don't agree with that.
I know.
Yeah, because I mean, there's lots of great movies. I've watched most of those movies you mentioned I've watched at home, and they haven't in any way lost. I mean, okay, look, I tell you what would be great. If you could get the big screen experience with nobody else in the cinema.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen, brother. It's amazing that you can go to these movies. You got to see, like, not Titanic, nobody enjoyed that. But you got to see, like, Star Wars is a good example. So you got to see Star Wars, and you're sitting there, and you know that it's taken years and years and years to put this together and develop and make. And George Lucas has worked hard on it to make sure that we know and can follow the story. But still, there's some daft tit next to you who thinks it's necessary to turn around and stop.
In the old movie, he had a big laser.
Shut up! Shut up! And then you get to some idiot.
Wait a minute now. Was that the fan?
Or else someone that's munching in your ear. You know, you're trying to get to a suspenseful part just before he goes, Luke, I'm your elf. Before he gets to that part, you can hear someone.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse.
Shut up!
Nothing worse than a quiet moment in a big movie.
Yeah.
In a cinema. Because it's meant to be that quiet, dramatic moment.
Dramatic, yeah.
Where, you know, the tension is built.
Silent.
And it's, like, and it's when it goes silent is the very time you can hear somebody going, I turned around, I said to her, I said, don't be asking me about this. Sure, I didn't know. I mean, and then we went on to the cinema and it's like, are you doing?
Yeah. I'm going toilet. You want to call a cop? Jesus. Stop it.
Yeah.
George Lucas has worked hard. We don't need your special effects to add to this
or
movie.
Or the person who hasn't been paying attention at all and is like, is your man? Who's your man now?
Oh, drive you mad. Drive you absolutely mad.
No, I'm sorry. Like, that's.
And then, as well, you don't know when you don't know when the movie starts anymore. You don't know when it starts. It's advertised for 15 minutes past 8 o'clock. They're grand. We get in nice and early. I'm one of them. I'm at that age now. I panic. I think I'll miss everything.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking I'm going to miss everything. You never know. There could be a fire in
the
road.
You're there at 7:30.
I'm there at 7:30. Yeah. I'm there at 7:30. To see the movie a quarter past that, and I'll be there, right, I'll get me corn pop and me bit of whatever, me nacho flavoured ice cream and all of that. And I'm sitting down, and then the quarter past 8 comes and goes.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 to 9, man.
And they're still doing the kind of, like, you know,
and it's like,
refreshments are available at the
coming soon to a cinema near you. Jeepers, I know, it's going to be next door. And like at 10 to 9, you're still it hasn't started. It's just about starting.
Yeah.
So my attention span is gone. Then.
No, that's I hate that.
It's gone. I'm moving around and the people coming in late and then the L ones with flashy torches. Oh, I can't be dealing with it. Anyway, so yeah, you get it home, you watch it on your own.
Absolutely.
You go to the toilet when you like. If someone starts talking, you can pause it.
Yeah, you can throw them out of your house. Yeah. Start rewatching it.
I know.
It's perfect.
It's brilliant. Did you ever ask a cinema to pause it for you?
They go
or
mad.
Or rewind it?
They go mad.
I did that. The naked camera was Jake. I did that. When did the IFI? And we came out and just says, listen, I'm after missing the start. Is there any chance you could rewind it back? And he said, no. I says, well, just pause it. And I asked the fella there in the seat next to me what's after happening. Didn't go down well, to say. Yeah.
I would love that. That's fantastic.
It was one of the few times where even when we told him it was a joke, he goes, yeah. Very funny. Can you just move out of the way? Someone's trying to buy a ticket. Like, ooh, excuse me.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See KES.ie.
Right, it is the Breakfast Table Quiz. Actually, you know the way we've just been chatting about the cinema and the drawbacks potentially of being in the cinema?
I very much do, yeah.
Right, check this out, right? You know our prize this week is the chance to get a VIP trip to Spike Island.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's part of the prize. Then you get to stay overnight in the Water's Edge. It's in Cove, family-owned Water's Edge, overlooks Cork Harbour. But one of the things about Spike Island is, right, you can take a boat and join a guided tour or grab a free map and self-explore the island, right? You can also visit the island at night on an atmospheric after dark tour and learn the island's dark history.
Brilliant.
Or, and here's the best bit, join a cinema club night to watch a movie in a former cell block.
Wow.
Imagine the movies you could watch there if you're sitting in the cells.
In the cell watching the movie.
Of Spike Island, watching The Birdman of Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to watch a horror, I think. You'd be well freaky on Spike Island, wouldn't it?
Fantastic. Anyway, listen, that is our prize. You can check out everything about Spike Island. SpikeIslandCork.ie. We have the chance for you to discover captains and convicts. The Irish Alcatraz is, of course, what it's been nicknamed. VIP trip to Spike Island, along with that overnight stay in a cove in Water's Edge, which overlooks Cork Harbour.
Yeah, so let's go. 11 the score to beat on the Breakfast Table quiz, which means 12 or more. Oh, jeepers, she's coughing and all before we get there.
I'll tell you.
12 or more is what you need on the Breakfast Table quiz. Heather Cullen, are you all right?
I'm all right.
How are you getting on?
How are you? You enjoying the wet weather?
Well, you know something, I've had better times.
haven't we all?
Haven't we all? How are you getting on, Heather?
Not a bother. Kids on midterm and out doing business to myself, so not too bad.
Good for you.
Good stuff.
Of me time. Listen, Heather, we need a score of at least 12. We need at least the Dirty Dozen to get you to the top of the leaderboard, okay, in the 60 seconds. You ready to go?
I am indeed, yeah.
Very best of luck, Heather. Here we go.
Complete the name of the TV presenter duo, Ant and Who?
Deck.
Nigella Lawson is famous for what profession?
Cooking.
Supermodel and actress Elle Macpherson was born in what country?
Sweden.
It was Australia. Swimming, running and what other event make up a triathlon?
Cycling.
In Cockney rhyming slang, what part of the face is meant by the phrase mince pies?
Your eyes.
In the Bible, on what day did God create the sun, the moon and the stars?
Pass.
The fourth day. In geometry, how many interior angles does a triangle have?
Triangle has 180.
It's three. What word follows green, may and dragon to give names of three insects?
Fly.
With what religion would you associate a rabbi?
Jewish.
Yeah, which Greek letter is used to denote the dominant male animal or person in a group?
Alpha.
What does CV stand for?
Compact disc.
It's curriculum, or CV. Which Irish girl group had a hit with I'm in the Mood for Dancing?
The Nolan.
Yeah, what animated TV character claims to be smarter than the average bear?
Yogi.
It was Yogi.
Yogi Bear.
Yeah, we're going to give you. I'm going to give you one more, Heather, because if I said CD instead of CV, that was my fault. How about that? What type of gemstone do oysters produce?
Pearls.
Yeah, well done.
Now, that could be significant, to tell you.
That might be,
you never know, because in fairness to Heather, she was scoring very well. So here we go. Here's the total. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10.
Fart anyway.
That's a shame. We
well,
came up.
The triangle one should count as one because you never said, was it the inside ones or the ordinary?
I did, I said the inside.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, sorry, I did. Where's the question again? In geometry, how many interior angles does a triangle have?
I didn't hear the interior part. Okay.
You're all
anyway,
right.
It was worth having a go, Heather. Thanks for playing.
Can I have an ugly mug, please? Can you promise me one? You promised me one 6 months ago and I never got it.
Mike, can you verify whether or not you promised this lady an ugly mug 6 months ago and then never delivered on it?
I'm going to have to take your word for it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess you will.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Because to be honest with you, Michael, she's starting to frighten me.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, take them all messing.
My friend, get two ugly mugs.
Oh, brilliant. Great, cool.
You've walked yourself into that now. Right, Heather,
brilliant.
Well done. Have a good day.
Okay, great.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. CKES.ie. Classic hits.
Let's get out of here, Pete.
Heather's taking none of your messing. Or mine or anyone else's.
She's now talking to Mike and giving them what for about.
Yeah, look at that. Come here, you. And another thing. We're not even getting started yet.